Actually, you could say that I'm a fish farmer. What I do is I raise red drum and spotted sea trout, grow them up to a fingerling size, which is about 1.5 inch size, and then I distribute them back into the bays along the Texas coast.
Let me see if we've got some images for you. Guess not.
Okay, well, what we can do is I've got some samples here of redfish eggs, redfish fry, and redfish fingerlings. And these are the life stages that the fish goes through while they're at the hatchery.
So you start out with this.
Right.
When they hatch out, they become
fry. And then after 30 days in the pond, they become fingerlings.
30 days?
Right. They have a very quick life cycle. And at 30 days, once they reach this 1.5, 2 inch size, they've depleted all the food in the pond. So that's why we harvest and then take them out to the bays for distribution.
Okay, at what range or at what size are they sexually mature? Are they making more eggs?
Red drum don't become sexually mature until they reach a size between 28 and 30 inches. These are the adult populations, and the adults normally live out in the Gulf of Mexico.
But if it takes them 30 days to reach 1.5 inches, how long is it going to take them to reach 28 days?
About 28 inches?
28 inches, I'm sorry.
Usually,
yes.
For a red drum to become sexually mature, you're looking at anywhere between 3 and 5 years of age.
They got a little ways to go before
Right. We're just getting them through the initial stage. As you can tell, at these sizes, they can be preyed upon pretty easily by any fish out there in the bays.
I mean, everything fits on a Ritz. I mean, that would work great.
Right. What we're trying to do is give them a head start in captivity, raise them up to this size so there's no predation, and that gives them a fighting chance once we stock them out in the bays.
Okay, and then they go hide amongst the seagrass beds?
Exactly. Whenever we stock the bays, we look for sites that not only provide a good habitat, which is seagrass beds, but also areas of low boat traffic. We want to give these fish the greatest possibility of survival. And so what we do is we go out and actually seek sites that have good habitat, low use, and we'll go and stock at those sites. Now, not only in addition to land sites, we also use boats, and we'll take boats and go out into the bay areas and look for grass beds and stock those also.
Now, I remember on some trips I made to the coast several years ago, seeing grass beds with signs saying, you know, do not enter, do not encroach, that seining was prohibited. Is that, obviously it's for shrimp, but is it also for redfish and trout?
Right. Redfish and trout both utilize the same habitats as juvenile shrimp. They're looking for these grass bed areas. And it provides them an area for protection. When larger fish do come in the area, they can go into these grass beds and seek hiding places.
Okay. Well, I understand what you're doing in coastal fisheries. I think you're doing a wonderful job. But why do we even need hatcheries? I mean, aren't they doing well enough on their own out there?
Well, during the 70s, red drum were pressured very highly from the commercial fishermen as well as recreational fishermen. The commercial fishing industry became very efficient at removing the adult population out in the Gulf of Mexico. What they would actually do is send spotter planes out into the Gulf, locate large schools of red drum, and then they'd radio back and they'd send purse seiners out there. And the purse seiners would surround the fish with nets, and they became very efficient at taking tons of fish out. And because of this, they were eliminating the adult population, which was responsible for producing the juveniles. And because of this, we noticed that there was a decrease in populations of red drum and spotted sea trout in the bay areas.
Okay. Well, so the hatchery is there to supplement those that are taken out.
Exactly.
So what do you do in order to make a fish reproduce? I mean, are there some requirements that need to be made?
Well, we found a technique that's been very successful. What we do is we actually just mimic Mother Nature. We control the temperature of the water as well as the amount of light in the room to simulate a yearly cycle, with one exception. What we've done is we've taken a 365-day year and condensed it down to 150 days. And that way we're able to get all our fish to spawn twice a year instead of just once a year.
Oh, all right. So you double your money, double your fun.
There you go. We're in production 9 months out of the year. We start in March. We go all the way through November. And usually during that 9-month period, we can produce anywhere between 30 and 35 million red drum fingerlings.
Holy mackerel. Yeah. That's a lot of fish. That's a lot of caviar there, pal. Wow. Out of that many, how many survive to adulthood?
Well, through our sampling, we find that in our bag seines and our seining procedures, about 20% of the fish that they catch in their bag seinings are hatchery fish. That's not to say that 20% of all the fish that we release survive, but we know that it's a good number. In nature, we know that less than 1% of the red drum and spotted sea trout survive, mainly because you're going from this size up to the adult size, and at this size, they're preyed upon very heavily.
So going in at fingerling size, I got a 20% better chance of surviving.
Exactly.
Pretty much is what it sounds like. All right. Is there any difference in culturing the two, redfish and trout?
Yes, there is. We use the same temperature photo period to get them to spawn, but red drum usually spawn in the fall time, whereas spotted sea trout, they're what we call serial spawners. They start spawning in the spring and continue all the way through the early fall. And because of this, when they reproduce, they spawn very low numbers, but at that long period of time, they end up producing about the same number of eggs as red drum.
Very good. Well, Paul, that's about all the time we have today. I want to thank you for coming out here today.
Thank you for inviting me, Scuba Guy. I enjoyed it.
All right.